Parshas Voischanan. This coming Shabbos is the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, which is called Shabbos Nachamu. And in Klal Yisrael, it's celebrated as one of the happy times of the year, coming out of the 3 weeks, coming out of the 9 days, Shavuot Shechal Boi, Tisha B'Av, this very, very heavy period of time, right after, number one, during Tisha B'Av, from midday and on, we see already a little bit of a change, getting up from the floor, getting up from the ground, picking ourselves up a little bit, leading into Shabbos Nachmu, which is sort of a peak of the reversal of the down that we were going through during this period of time, and peaking with this Shabbos Nachmu. And it's a custom in many places that there's special celebration on that Shabbos to show that things are turning around completely. Rav Nosson Zal, in about 8 or 9 places in Likutei Halachos, discusses the incredible significance of this Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu. The name Shabbos Nachamu comes from the Haftorah that we read, which begins with the words Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yoimar Elekechem, that Hashem says to the Jews who, until now, we were feeling rejected, dejected, cut off completely, separated from Hashem, and Hashem says, be consoled, a double consolation. What is this double consolation? In Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, Halacha Hey, paragraph Zion, which is in the first volume of Or HaChaim, Rav Nosson Zal quotes one of the sentences in this Haftorah, where it says, Koil Koire Bamidbor, a voice cries out in the desert, Panu Derech Hashem, carve out, prepare a path for Hashem, Yashru Bo'arova, Mesila Lalekenu. And even in the Arava is the desert, the complete desert wilderness, Yashru Bo'arova, Mesila Lalekenu. We carve out in the Arava a path for Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal says the message in this for us is that just as we see Klal Yisrael going through Yeridas and Aliyas, that instead of getting to Eretz Yisrael in 3 days, it's going to take not 3 years, not 30 years, but 40 years. 40 years of wandering around in the desert. What are Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen doing during those 40 years? They're doing what we said here. Koil Koirei Bamidbar, Panu Derech Hashem, Yashru Bo'arova Mesila Loikenu. They're carving out a path for Hashem. The place where Hashem resides with Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Mishnah that says that there are 10 levels of holiness in the world. Level 1 is Eretz Yisrael. Holiness begins in Eretz Yisrael. So you would think that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen would tell the Jews, we'd love to celebrate, we'd love to have holiness, we'd love to connect with the Shekhinah, but you're simply going to have to wait. You have to wait till we get to Eretz Yisrael. And that's not what we see. We see that the tzaddikim, the greatest of the tzaddikim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, are able to set up shop even in Chutz Loretz, even outside in the desert. Mesila Lalekenu, a path, carving out a path, going through the desert and weaving in and out different places, carving out a path to Eretz Yisrael. The path that led to a victory, to a final victory, where Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in defeating Sichon and Og, the most powerful klipos and tuma that were guarding the entranceway to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in paving the way for his student Yeshua to be able to lead the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is exactly what the tzaddikim are doing today. This is exactly what we're going through today. We're going through the Derech Eretz Yisrael. The tzaddikim are involved in carving out a path in the desert, in the wilderness, in places in Chutz Loretz where you would think there's no trace of Yiddishkeit, there's no possibility of Yiddishkeit, the tzaddikim send emissaries who parachute into these different places and suddenly set up a shul, a yeshiva, a mikveh. Suddenly there's a place where Jews are being drawn to Hashem. And the Sforim, just like we find in Megillas Esther, that after the great, great miracle bringing about the downfall of Haman, Amalek, that Mordechai and Esther were zeicher to do, Vatichtoiv Esther Amalka. Esther Amalka knew she couldn't travel the world. They didn't have spaceships then. They didn't have... But she wanted to get the message. She wanted to teach the whole world, tell the whole world about Hashem, about the great miracle that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael in saving the Jews. And the Megillah says, the Sfarim spread throughout the entire world. And that's how the message was brought to Klal Yisrael and to the entire world. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is actually what's taking place now. The tzaddikim are preparing us, are preparing Klal Yisrael and the world, the building of the final Beis HaMikdash. And the only way it can be done is not by just waiting until we have it, but until we have a Beis HaMikdash, there's the Mikdash Ma'at. There are the Botei Knesiyos and the Botei Midrashos. There are shuls and yeshivas that are being built in Eretz Yisrael and even outside of Eretz Yisrael, where even those places, Rabbeinu Zal says, that when the Jews find themselves outside of Eretz Yisrael, but they set up a community, not one person, but a minyan, a shul, a yeshiva, and there are sfarim, the sfarim of the tzaddikim reach there. This is the preparation. This is our nechama. This is our consolation. This is what lets us know that we definitely are coming back. If the tzaddikim can turn desert into holiness, if they can remove the klipos and the sitrachra from the desert, in a place like that, they can set up a mishkan. They can set up yeshivas and schools and centers for Torah and tefillah. Then for sure, as soon as the right time comes, in our own hometown, in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, there for sure, they're going to succeed in setting up the third and final Beis HaMikdash. And this is the message, the Nachamu, that Hashem says, be consoled, be consoled.